I'm getting ready for a super type adventure.
And so can you with
Saptar. He was a very funny sight to see.
As he began,
make a noise!
It's really cool.
Bizarre and terrifying.
Very well, but I don't like this.
Remember to take off your shoes and socks as well.
But remember,
never grasp around the bottom
of women's butts.
Grab the barrel of my cock.
If you want me to, I will.
Will you play with me?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Doctors make me horny.
Dr. Gary North says,
I'm leaving my door, a neighbor's door, and I actually caught him doing it, and I got hate abuse for him.
Well, I didn't understand that one little bit.
And Jesus said to his disciples,
night suit, they're bunk witching, could get a bit of, especially if I'll do, is it somebody to play during the day, especially in the summer days.
And God said to him,
the destruction of Christianity could be accomplished
if it were held to be in the best interests of the people.
And God looked and saw that it was very good.
Glory be and amen.
Here again, Jesus said in verse 19,
let's have sex.
Thanks, Inspector, but I work alone.
But with a little practice, you can do the same, because
you gotta yank on the paddle real hard.
Here's how it works.
So sit back, Jack, and listen to this.
He's masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
A brisk rub down.
Make yourself comfortable, Jack.
He's found his special present.
Don't overdo it.
It fired a blinding blast.
Come on, you blob of glup.
A white sauce should be made first.
You got that right.
I come for thee.
That's what I said, too.
I know what I'll do, he said.
Would you like to go to a
Chinese whorehouse?
Yes, I would.
I would like that, too.
There's some whores in this house.
I know I can handle that.
That feels good and feels right.
You'll feel the same way when you visit
vampires.
And one night, about 9:20 in the summertime, they came to me and they said, listen,
it's great to be a vampire.
Coming up next, how to haunt your child's bedroom.
You're not going to get permission to do so.
Aw, Mom.
You'll pay with your life.
Hey, Mom, let me help with the dishes.
I'm no longer on any medication.
Hey, Mom, let me help with the dishes.
I'm on
heroin.
I do coke, heroin, everything. I wouldn't give a fuck.
I'll get you an aspirin.
Show me what you got, then. Watch me get up on it.
You were embarrassed.
Talking about my dick.
Yes, that was it.
Get up on it! Get up on it!
Get on with your job and hang this fellow quickly. But what about these
big, beautiful, hairy balls?
I do have one pair left that's an exceptional value.
And they can be yours now. Look.
Closely follow the procedure for using both of these.
Everything will be ready, and they will
make America great again.
No, I'd rather
make
Johnny Mathis
great again.
I'd rather kill myself.
I'd rather look at your asshole.
I'd rather have Jesus than
nails or number 9 gauge wire.
Why are women so happy about
prostitution?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Once there was a poor old broken down whore
worth $5.
$5, that's all.
Yo, beautiful big head.
Can bring from $3 to $5 a piece.
The concept seems worthy of consideration.
We use it as a standard for measuring other values.
There is a value to the satire there.
Well, there's no doubt about what it is.
What is that?
The aroma of my ass sizzling in the.
A crisp, exhilarating scent
of guests being expanded.
Out of my ass.
As the smell filled the air,
I began to hear people screaming, yelling, people yelling, oh my God, no.
And then, guess what happened?
I don't know.
Alice shouted so loudly,
I'm no longer on any medication.
Now there's a new medication.
It's new, it's exciting, and it's
gonna freak people out.
It's new and improved!
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
Now with the following collection of ghoulish sounds.
And rabbit tobacco.
But you should know where to find this.
At the top of a crummy staircase on the second floor of a sleazy apartment building.
Should be able to find a great gift for Billy around here.
We just gonna find another dead, spaghetti-headed,
naked maniac.
Associated with satanic worship, suicide,
Johnny Mathis,
animal sacrifice,
and tons of cocaine.
Oh, boy!
Now let's brush off the excess powder
all over his body.
And he cried and said,
I am sure that God understands.
But God was watching, and he said,
go fuck yourself!
The wise old owl replied,
you have insulted my people.
Well, I'd like to know,
who believe in having sex? I'm trying to give me some ass!
What about Naomi?
What'd you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said.
It's better we leave quietly.